That's some nice music. Good evening, everyone. Evan Lee Raymer here with you. How are you? Been a bit of a soggy weekend. Connor's on the board. I'm going it alone tonight. People are awfully busy this time of year. Been getting things together for Christmas. A lot of parties, a lot of get-togethers. That's to be expected. A lot of people making a lot of the folks will be doing a lot of cooking in the days to come. I know that'll happen around our house, you know. Please remember Connor. He's a single guy. If you've got an extra cake or pie, bring it by. And I don't believe I need any more cakes or pies. My body would tell you that anyway. I'm going to go it alone tonight. And I'll tell you what, it may be best. Because we talked this week. And, you know, since the election, I've tried to switch gears and go a different direction. Okay? Because, you know, we've tried. I want to do something else again tonight. Bill was with me last week. He couldn't make it this week. To go a different direction, and sports is a good topic because this station does a lot of sports. But I'll tell you what, and I'm going to talk about tonight this the playoffs, the NCAA playoffs for the football. And I will try my best and explain it to you. I've got 3 pages of notes here that I took last night. By the way, some of you on Facebook, James Gentry is going to join me. James couldn't join. He's working 2 jobs. I'm telling you, everybody's busy right now, okay? And I said, that's okay. I've gone it alone before, no problem. So give me some calls if you get it. Goodness knows I can use the help. You know, and I'm going to try and explain this to you because Tennessee's in this thing, okay? And Alabama is not, okay? So, you know, and I'll get into that a little bit more later on. And I'll tell you what, Connor, let's go ahead and kick this thing off, all right? But for right now, my name is Evan Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator, at least for now. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio, WGNS.
I'm chewing my eyes, sorry. Sorry. Connor caught me, okay. And that's a little rock and roll to kick you out this weekend, and this is the Evan Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. This show is produced right here at the studios at WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, you can reach us tonight with your questions, your comments, and thoughts at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. If you have anything you want to send to me in the form of a text, you can send it to my line. Thank you, Larry Cawthorn. He likes, change of plans. I'll be on the air at 8. Okay, thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. Good friend of mine. And I talked to Larry last night. Kentucky won. I'm sorry, I'm getting in the middle. There's a lot going on here. But I'll get with you in a minute, Larry. And if you don't want to go on the air live, you can send me a text. Shoot me a text or whatever. And it's a little hard sometimes when things get cooking up here. But, you know, we handle it as best we can. Now, how do you listen to us? You can listen to us on the good old-fashioned radio, 1450 AM, 101.9 FM, 100.5 FM. You can find us. My wife listens lots of times on Alexa. I doubt she'll be listening tonight because she's not a sports fanatic. She may listen a little while. But Alexa, you can reach us on YouTube Live. We are on Facebook Live. I had a fellow that gave me a shout-out. He was hollering at me at a meeting I was at the other day and said, hey, I pulled up Facebook Live and there you were. I said, well, I'm terribly sorry. And you know, but we're all of us up here, we're all over the place anymore. And so check us out. You can find us. And my text number, by the way, you can send to my private phone. It's 615-390. I say private like it's private. It isn't really private. You can catch it on Google. 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. That's Ed Raymer. And you can also download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. And listen to Jason Qualls doing a great job with financial coaching. Angela Bingham and her ladies just left here and doing a wonderful job with Simplicity. If you get a chance, you ought to listen to her. She's on every Sunday at 6 o'clock. And they're just doing a great job. And, folks, if you're down and out, pour you a cup of coffee and you know, turn up the old radio and just give them a listen. And I hope you'll stick around for me as well. And all the other fine broadcasts through the week that are here. And Jason does a great job financial coaching. Good information on that show. I've learned a thing or two here or there. So I don't do my own doctor, don't do my own lawyer, and I don't do my own taxes. So I say that with all due respect to my wife. Bless her heart, she's an accountant. She does them. And that's about it for that. Now, to tell you what's going on here, I pulled this thing down. And Larry, you're right. By the way, Kentucky beat Louisville. I watched some of the replay last night. Fantastic, fantastic job, I'm telling you. And I meant to watch that game, Larry. He asked me last night, said, did you see that? I said, doggone, I was going to watch it. Missed it, you know? So, anyway, Connor, if it's okay, I'll tell you what I want to do. Oh, I want to wish happy birthday to my brother, Steve. Steve, happy birthday, brother. I love you. He's 29 again. And he knows how old he is. He doesn't have to have me tell him. So, but happy birthday, bud. And I'll try and give you a call later. But I know you're a working man now. He's got to be at the office, which he just literally loves. And let's go to our first series of breaks, if we can, Connor. Let me get this out of the way, so to speak, and then we can dive into this thing and hopefully take some calls. Stay with us. Connor's on the board. I'm Ed Raymer for the Evan Lee Raymer Show. Back with you right after these good words. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations of Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations of Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some eye shade and join the parade. Walking round in women's underwear. Lacy things.
Oh, man.
Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose.
Ladies and gentlemen, those songs are courtesy of our next guest who's on the line. Mr. Neil, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mr. Reimer. How you doing?
Well, thank you for your contribution to this broadcast. We certainly appreciate it.
I would give you another. I don't have time, but I'll let you listen to this song. It's the most fattening time.
This is one of your favorites?
Richard Simmons' voice is on that one. So.
Oh, Lord.
He talks about going jogging, but ask you that hot buttered roll. It's the most fattening time of the year.
Oh, Lord.
How that goes this time of year.
I'm telling you.
I know you didn't want to talk about a little football, so I guess we can talk about this 12-team playoff or 12-team.
Well, 12-team
blankety blank down in Alabama.
Well, I talked with one interesting thing. I think I told you that interesting fact on this a lot of people don't know. And Stephen brought this to my attention. Tennessee will play Ohio State, okay?
Yep.
Number 9 plays Tennessee's seeded number 9, Ohio State seeded number 8. They will play at Ohio State. Now, if Tennessee wins that game, they will then go play, is it Oregon?
Yes.
They will play Oregon, who is ranked, of course, number 1, at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. And that will be the first time that Tennessee has been back to the Rose Bowl since 1938. Is that right? My dad was born in 36. Mom and dad were born in 36. Yeah.
My father was born in 1938.
Yeah. And I thought that's a bit of nostalgia for you right there, you know.
Yeah, that's 86 years, I guess. I guess like Clinton said, 4 scores 7 years ago.
Yeah. It's been something else.
Bigelow's brought forth college football, and Tennessee played in the Rose Bowl, they're going to play in it again if they can beat Ohio State, which I don't know if they can or not.
Well, and, you know, Jeff, let's tell people, and I know you probably know how this goes, but a lot of people don't. I didn't until I did. The process, the selection committee, is made up of 6 current athletic directors,
yes,
4 former head coaches, 2 former players, and 1 retired media member, total of 13 people. And they rank the top 25 teams in the nation starting the first week of November up to Selection Day on December 8th, which has passed, of course.
Well, they did before that, but yeah, that's the last poll was last weekend whenever they brought the last one out. They did the top 12, which, you know, like I say, the way they're doing it now, the 12 teams is the conference champions. It automatically is. So like Clemson and SMU, they played the ACC. Clemson won that. They were ranked like in the poll, like 17 or something. Before they brought the last one out. So Clemson won the ACC. They get automatic. They're automatically in. They won the conference.
Yeah, Clemson in the final CFP rankings was ranked number 12.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying before the last one.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're right. Okay. Okay.
They would have been totally out of it. They played SMU, and like everybody was saying, if they got blown out, that Alabama might have got in, but they played a Clemson, had to win on the last second field goal to beat them by 3.
Sure.
It was a real close game, just like Texas and Georgia. The team that won that is going to get the automatic bid. And so now, see, and what I think they did when they put SMU in over Alabama is they rewarded conference champions. They said the conference championship game means something. Instead of like, did not mean it before, when you had 4 teams, it really meant something. But now it don't really mean much because Texas and Georgia both got in. It didn't matter. Clemson and SMU both got in. Didn't make no difference. And Boise State, everybody's mad at them because they got the top 4 teams get byes. Everybody's all mad at Boise State because they're in the Mountain West Conference. I hear it all the time, and I'm so sick and tired of it. If they'd been in the SEC, they'd have lost such and such a game. But I'm sorry, they're
right.
In the SEC.
Yeah. Well, and how that's done, of course.
How's that working for you? I mean, I saw last night we didn't have any SEC players in the National Trophy Finals, did we? We didn't have any. Didn't have none. So,
right.
For the SEC, it don't mean more than SEC. What the amounts do? It means about 5 cents. What the amounts do? Because, like I said, we had a guy from Boise State, a guy from Colorado in the final, and that kid from Oregon, the quarterback, like I told you, starting running back. I'm starting with the running back. So I guess he's starting running back. Oregon, Jordan James, played at Oakland High School, number 20.
Okay. That's right. Yeah, played at Oakland. You told me that earlier today. Yeah.
They're 13-0. They're Big Ten champions. They shouldn't even be in the Big Ten to begin with. Bunch of garbage. I don't even want to get into that. Shouldn't even be in the Pac-12 where they belong.
Who's that now? Who are you talking about?
Oregon, UCLA.
Yeah, right.
They're all the Big Ten now. Oregon, UCLA is, USC is, Oregon is, all these West Coast schools in the Big Ten.
I know, and they're clamoring to get into these conferences because, I mean, let's face it, Jeff, it's a money issue.
Well, no, it's all what it's all about. It's about football. That's all it's about. They ain't worried about the other sports. All they're worried about is football. That's all it is. That's all it's about. It's about football and getting super conference and all that mess. That's all it's about. I can guarantee you. And so, like I say, in the future, what I think is going to happen is they'll probably expand it to 16 eventually. The 1AA, the FCS, has 24. They used to have 16 years ago. They've got 24 now.
24 now.
Okay. So many teams get byes, and because they're down, I think they're semifinals or whatever. But you know this. This last week, I don't know if you know this or not, but the Nashville is going to have the next 2 years. It's going to host the FCS championship game at Fanfield. Did you know that?
Are they going to do that? Right.
Did you know that? No,
I did not know that. No.
Yeah, they announced this week that the 2026 and 2027, it'll be at Vanderbilt State where Vanderbilt plays. It's not going to be with the Titans. It's going to be where Vanderbilt plays at.
So they won't be in the new stadium?
No, they won't. They'll be at Vanderbilt. It's going to be at Vanderbilt Stadium.
Huh. Okay.
It'll be over there next to the SCS. Now it's in
Okay.
Two seasons here. Whoever makes the finals of that.
But now what they do after December 8th, they cut it down to a 12-team bracket, of course, and they start with the five highest ranked. Well, they cut it down with the five highest-ranked conference champions.
Yes.
And the five receive automatic bids.
They win their conference. Yes.
Yeah, the four highest-ranked conference champs receive first-round buys.
The four top four teams.
Yeah, and those that receive the buys, of course, are Arizona State, Oregon, Boise State, and Georgia. I think we could see an Oregon and Georgia in the final.
But I don't think they can play them from the same bracket. Maybe the semifinal.
No, they got.
Are they in the opposite bracket? I don't know.
I think it gets confusing.
Yeah, I know more about than I do.
Yeah. No, I wrote all this down.
I just know that Texas. I know Texas hosts the game. They're gonna host this next week.
Yeah, they play Clemson, and then they'll play in Austin, Texas. Yeah.
And then Tennessee's got to go to Ohio State, SMU. Has to go to Penn State.
They go to Penn State, and Indiana goes to Notre Dame.
That's the battle of Indiana's clever team. What are they doing in there? I can tell you something. What's Tennessee doing in there? They play Chattanooga, Penn State, and UTEP. I mean, Oakland High School to beat Penn State. I mean, they're awful.
Yeah, you say they're doing a lot of crying in Alabama tonight.
Not tonight, all week long. All week long, I call it Bama blankety-blank. I told you about that guy, friend of mine this week. I told him, he said his friend is, he's an Alabama fan. He ain't left his house. He ain't left his doggone house. He's still in it. He said, well, he won't leave his house because he knows he's going to get ramrodded. Because his friend is Tennessee fan, wherever he may be.
It's getting pretty bad. Yeah, it's getting pretty bad.
I told him last year when Saban retired. See, he thought they were going to keep rolling and doing good stuff. I said, Saban, he ain't coming back now. See, there's what I've heard, there's beer wars up there. Saban's put out that he missed me yet.
Right.
Saban,
yep.
Did you miss me yet, darling? Like I say, and then this guy that they out winning Alabama State said, well, if we don't win against such and such Michigan, that'll break our 10-win seasons in a row, you know. They've had so many in a row, whatever it is, 12, 13, whatever the heck it is, whatever it'll be 9-4, well, 9-4, well, poor darling, 9-4, hot dang.
Okay, the Fiesta Bowl.
What I did want to say that was, I don't know about the Tennessee or Ohio State game, I don't know where it's going to be. I assume it's going to be cold, I don't know, but I'll say this, Tennessee has a really good chance of winning that game. I don't know what they'll do the rest of it. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I know people want certain things changed, and I'll just say this one final thing. The big schools do not want the small schools in it, like the Boise State.
I know, yeah.
They don't want them in it. And I told somebody years ago when they started this football playoff and they started all these super conferences, I said one day it's going to happen. Where the NCAA basketball tournament, as we know it right now, is going to be done. Because they've already talked about expanding. Have you heard about this? They talked about expanding that to 72, possibly 76 teams. You heard about that?
To 76?
Possibly 72 and possibly 76 teams. NCAA tournament, men's tournament. Men's. And of course, if they were to do it, women's have to follow along suit. You know, Title IX and all this stuff.
That's sure, sure. Men's. Okay. Yeah.
That's what they talked about. They haven't done anything, but they discussed it. And one final thing about what should come is Marshall, they were supposed to play in the Independence Bowl, okay, against Army.
Right.
Their coach leaves for another job. After the season, when they win the Sun Belt Conference, okay, they were trying to negotiate a contract with him in the school. Apparently, they couldn't find no term. He leaves for another school. Okay, there's like 35 or 37, whatever, way up there in the transfer portal right now for Marshall. All three or four of their quarterbacks are in there. So Marshall last night, or when it was that they opted out of the bowl, they're not going to play any. So Louisiana Tech is going to play Army instead of Marshall. Louisiana Tech is 5-7.
5-7?
5-7. So they're going to go over there and play. I don't know when the bowl is, but sometime after whatever it is, whatever it may be. But that's why they've opted out, because they had so many of them in the transfer portal.
Right. Well, you know, and of course, Vanderbilt's even going to a bowl game this year.
Yeah, Vanderbilt's going to Birmingham, and they'll play Birmingham.
Right.
They're playing Georgia Tech, so they're going down at Allegiant Field. So maybe Alabama will see a real – maybe the fans will go down there and see a real football team.
Well, after we get through with the first eight teams that are seeded out here, okay, we go, and December 31st is the Fiesta Bowl, which will be in Phoenix.
Yep.
January 1st, you have three games scheduled: Peach Bowl in Atlanta, Rose Bowl in Pasadena. That's the one I said Tennessee that Stephen Reynolds was telling me. Tennessee could possibly be in for the first time since 1938.
Yep.
And then on January 1st as well, the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans.
Yep.
Now, your semifinal games will be January 9th and 10th. And they will be, the 9th will be the Orange Bowl in Miami. And January 10th will be the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, Texas. And then on the 20th, 10 days later, this is a Monday night game. You will have college football, excuse me, national championship in Atlanta, and that will be at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And goodness knows, they've got plenty of room for people down there, but that's all about a big money maker, too.
And you know what else is going on January 20th, I know, Greg.
Do what?
You know what else is going on January 20th?
No, I don't.
Inauguration of President.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I don't know how I could have missed a landmark thing like that.
A landmark day, God. I better have that DVR.
Do you think?
Ding, ding, the crowd. Hello. Hello, China. Hello, babe. Hello, China. Hello. Hello, China. Hello, Putin. Hello, come over. See our inauguration.
Yeah.
You don't do y'all. Hello.
See our national championship here. That's what you're going to come and see.
What Trump will do, see, he'll get inaugurated in the morning, and he'll fight Atlanta for the game, see, what he'll do.
Probably, I guess. Probably. Who knows?
Well, of course, he was the Army-Navy game this weekend, of course, as you know. But of course, like I say, it's part of it, so we just have to.
Got to roll with it.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with 12 teams. Like I said, they're going to change some things around, and they will expand, because, like you said, it's all about money. It's all about cash. More games, $1 million they can make, and the TV money is going to be, after you know what. So, but enjoy
sure.
The show, Ed. Have a great Christmas. Enjoy those Bob Rivers carols.
Jeff, thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, Jeff Neal, wonderful supporter of this station, supporter of this show, and we appreciate him so much. And thanks, Jeff, for your insight into this, because Jeff, he is a sports guy. He does a lot of sports writing, and he knows this much better than I do, and I appreciate him calling, and a lot of people know it better. And to tell you again how this works, you have a select committee that picks these teams. They'll pick 25. As of their selection day is December the 8th. Now, this committee is made up of 6 current athletic directors, 4 former head coaches, 2 former players, 1 retired media member. They rank the 25 teams in the nation starting the first week of November. And this selection is up until the selection day, December 8th. Okay? So it's not like they just get together one day and do it. There is a process. Then it's cut to a 12-team bracket, starting with the highest 5 ranked conference champions. These 5 receive automatic bids. Now, I know I'm being repetitious here, but bear with me. The 4 highest ranked conference champs receive first round byes. And in this case, the 4, as you know, are Arizona State, Oregon. Oregon was ranked number 1. Number 2 was Georgia. 3, Boise State, and number 4, Arizona State. Okay. And then the 5th highest champion plays a first-round game. That leaves 7 spots up for grabs by the 7 highest ranked by the committee. The teams seeded 5 through 8 get to play an on-campus game, which they're playing. Now, in this case, Tennessee's not going to be on their campus. They're going to Ohio State. Clemson will go to Texas to play at Austin, Texas. SMU goes to Penn State. I'm trying to make this as easy for you as I can because it has been – I've wondered. I'm glad I looked into this. SMU, Southern Methodist University, goes to Penn State. They play at Penn State. And Indiana plays in-state rival Notre Dame. Both teams are 11-1. But now they are seeded, Indiana number 10 and Notre Dame number 7. So that should be an interesting contest. And then, of course, we have, you know, a point of, you know, and there's always going to be someone mad over this or feelings hurt or whatever. But the first team out was Alabama. The second team out was Miami. And they were ranked, Alabama was ranked number 11 and Miami was ranked number 13. That's bound to hurt. Ouch. Okay. Connor, if we can. Let's go to our last series of breaks. And, folks, this is Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'll be back with you in a good few minutes after we hear from these fine sponsors. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
Childhood obesity is a worldwide problem with long-term health implications. Now a study co-led by Johns Hopkins pediatrics expert Eliana Perrin has shown a personalized program of text messages to parents of very young infants staved off obesity in the first 2 years of life.
We built it to be easy. We were building it to be intentionally asynchronous. Basically, it means that it can be done outside of that office visit. As much as parents are in the pediatrics office in the first 2 years of life, to have a texting intervention that can reach them where they are, reminding them of these healthy goals as part of their daily routine, we think that's what made the difference.
Perrin says parents are exceptionally motivated participants to raise their children healthily, and that means sleep, screen time, diet, and physical activity, all of which were covered in the texts. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy. Childhood obesity is a worldwide problem with long-term health implications. Now a study co-led by Johns Hopkins pediatrics expert Eliana Perrin has shown a personalized program of text messages to parents of very young infants staved off obesity in the first 2 years of life.
We built it to be easy. We were building it to be intentionally asynchronous. Basically, it means that it can be done outside of that office visit. As much as parents are in the pediatrics office in the first 2 years of life, to have a texting intervention that can reach them where they are, reminding them of these healthy goals as part of their daily routine, we think that's what made the difference.
Perrin says parents are exceptionally motivated participants to raise their children healthily, and that means sleep, screen time, diet, and physical activity, all of which were covered in the texts. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullis Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Financial management for beginners. This is Soundbites, and I'm Alan Davidson. It's never too early to learn the basics of sound money management, and it's easy with Simply Budget. It's an intuitive, AI-powered income and expense tracker designed for teens and young adults that are learning to take care of their money. Zain Pirani is the teen tech enthusiast that created Simply Budget. His goal was to teach the basics of building a financial plan and to track income and expenses. Zain then shows how to use this information to build strong money management habits for the future. And to keep a guiding eye on their budding financial wizards, parents can use the included monitoring option. Start with the free basic plan, then add features with the paid options at simplybudget.me. With Soundbites, I'm Alan Davidson for CBS News.
I'm Larry Magid with the Connect Faithfully Report. Dr. Tina Tlaib is a pediatrician and board-certified adolescent specialist, as well as a popular Instagram personality who advises parents and teens about the healthy use of social media. In a podcast, she told me that social media can play a role in teen mental health, but it's far from the only factor.
In certain adolescents or groups of adolescents, we do have evidence that say if they are suffering from anxiety disorder, if they're suffering from major depression, and they are spending a lot of time on social media might amplify some of those feelings. But I will start with sleep, movement, the food that they're eating, the friendships that they have. Do they feel safe in their friendships and relationships? And then how is the relationship between you and your child?
The full interview at connectsafely.org/radio. With the Connect Safely Report, I'm Larry Magid for CBS News.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, and we are back. And I saw today, I don't know how many of you keep up with this, but I noticed Tennessee Titans, they're now 3-11. Lost to the Cincinnati Bengals. Wondering what that situation is like down there, but I'll assure you it's probably not much fun. You know, I would say something. Being up here, before you start criticizing coaches and staff and all that, and I've had the opportunity, a perfect example is with Coach Rick Stockstill, who was over at MTSU. Had the privilege of having Coach Stockstill on two or three times. And, you know, when you get to know these people, this thing of being armchair, you know, the armchair director or the armchair athletic director, fire him. He's lost two games in a row. Well, you know, that's a lot easier said than done. Rick Stocks was a good man. And I hated to see him go. I understand that, you know, he had been there, I think it was 18 years. I'll stand corrected on that. But the bottom line about Rick Stockstill is he's just a good fella, you know. What else can you say after that? So, when I noticed today and even in our local paper, I think the headlines, what the players are saying about their coach. Well, I'm not even going to read it because it's not pertinent. You know, what they have to say is nothing, you know. I mean, the man apparently knows what he's doing, or Miss Amy Strunk, I believe her name is. I'll stand corrected on that, too. Bud Adams' daughter, who now owns the team and runs it, along with the rest of the family, I believe. You know, is managing as best she can, you know. So, I mean, she certainly didn't go out to hire someone that was a loser. And the man is certainly qualified. So, before you start, you know, before we start pointing the dirty end of the stick, you know, go down there and try it a couple months. See how you like dealing with that bunch of pro football players, that bunch of millionaires. It's not as easy as you think it is. And these jobs, you know, these people sit back. I heard them do it when Coach Stocks still went out here. My wife and I were talking the other night, and, you know, when this COVID thing hit, it was terrible for them. Okay, everybody was doing what they knew to do. Our local government here, I think, did a fine job. Bill Ketron was in office then. I think everyone did the best that they could possibly do. We had never been through anything like that before. You know, we just didn't know. And, you know, I heard Donald Rumsfeld, former Secretary of Defense, he was on the Stephen Colbert Show, of all places, one night, and said very simply, you know, we don't know what we don't know. You don't know what you would have done in those situations. They were hollering and screaming, and Coach Ensel, who I had the privilege of having on only one time, and I got to have him back on again because he's a fine man, has done a fine job with those young women over there at that university. What a job he's done. And they, if I remember right, they were in Florida sitting on a bus ready to unload and go do a game, and somebody stuck their head in the door and said, no, game's been canceled due to COVID. They stay on the bus, they turn around and go back, and I guess get on a plane and come home. You know, no one knew what was going on. It's just that simple. And, you know, so don't, you know, the old song, walk a mile in my shoes, you know? Walk a mile in my shoes. I'm going to tell you, you know, it's a lot easier said than done, okay? So, Connor, I'll tell you what. Bring up my Christmas music, A Very Fractured Christmas, if you would. Start playing that, and we're going to go to a little miniature break. You might play something in between. Let's let that play a little bit. I've picked out some music for you. I hope you all enjoy this.
Thank you.
everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We are back, and I'm going to tell you folks, I'm out of anything. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm out of the whole deal, so I've gone over with you the what we were going over. Miss Sonia's in here setting up for her show, and her guests, they're already in, and, you know, and I kind of got abandoned. I know what it's like to be walked out on by your wife now. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Put her on that green mic, please, if you would, Sonny. Tell us who you've got coming on here. Who's this guy? Is he out of jail or what?
Who's no, we don't do that.
Go ahead. You can bring him on. I don't care.
Hey, for those who don't know, I'm Sonya, the talk box up here coming up next. But we have an awesome, awesome guest in the building, Coach Maurice Vanderbilt. He does a lot for our kids.
Yes.
And one thing about it is... you know, the kids, we got to be there for our kids. So we got a very special guest coming up. So you guys need to stay tuned in and catch my show.
Stay tuned in, please, because she's doing a great job, folks. Another live show. Now, you're only doing a half hour, right?
I only do a half hour.
Yeah. They've wanted me to come up and just do 10 minutes. I think maybe they're trying to tell me something.
That's 10.
Yeah. You know, that 10 minutes would be good for you, Ed. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it. Mr. Maurice, if you want to turn his mic on. Your mic on? Yeah. Move into that mic just a little bit.
Okay.
There you go. And, you know, I'm going to call you Coach if that's okay.
That's fine.
But, you know, with these young people, and we were talking about it somewhere, I forget here a while back, I'm 66 years old. I mean, I know I only look like I'm 32, but...
That's right.
hey, I like this guest. This is good, Sonny. Bring him back.
Right.
Seriously. You know, when I was coming up, it was booze and maybe a little pot. Today, this is a whole... Yeah, this is a whole different... I mean, I feel for these younger people. I really do. I mean, you know, drugs that will just kill you. If you look at them, you know, it's ridiculous. Uh-huh. What age children do you work with?
My age group I work with, they're from 5 to 12 years
old.
Oh,
my Lord.
So that's the age group that I have. But the age group that I typically coach that I always go back to is the 5 and 6-year-old group. So I catch them at a very early age and, you know, just really teaching them the fundamentals of the game.
Are you primarily football?
Football. Okay. So, football. I run the youth football league for the Oakland Patriots.
Okay.
So we're called the Murfreesboro Junior Patriots. So all of our kids.
So a lot of those young men that were on that championship team, have they come through you?
Oh, yeah.
Been there long enough? Yeah.
On all of them, I would say, except for – you know, the 84 team.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
But some of those ones we've been since that 2018 team, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one of your running backs, as I understand, Jeff Neal, I had him on earlier, and Jeff knows a lot more about this. I don't keep up with sports. My show is more political in nature.
Okay.
One of your running backs, I think, is playing for Ohio State, and we're going to get to see him. He played at Oakland, I believe, at Ohio State. Now, I believe he came from. I believe he's from Oakland.
You got one that's at Oregon.
Maybe is it Oregon?
One's at Oregon.
I'm sorry,
Jordan James. Yeah,
Jordan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So Jordan
I'm sorry.
Didn't actually. He didn't come through our youth league. Jordan came by way of Brentwood Academy over to.
Okay.
Oakland. So
okay.
He was not a product of the youth league.
Right. But
yes, he's playing in that game.
Number one Baylor.
They're seeded number one. They got a bye, actually.
They got a bye to the four teams. Arizona State, I've got them here. Oregon, mm-hmm. Georgia, and who else is it? Boise State.
Boise State, yeah.
And there's been a lot of controversy over the Boise State. You know?
Oh, yeah. It's been
a lot of controversy, period, know?
But that quarterback, that running back, though, he's the truth. He's nice.
Yep.
Meeting.
Yeah.
He's pretty nice.
We have another product of Blackman. What is his name? He plays for the San Francisco 49ers.
Jawan Jennings. Jawan Jennings, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he is signed this past summer, I think about a $15, $16 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he's going to make a living. But, you know, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, folks. Coach, good to meet you. Miss Sonia,
well.
Always good to see you. And I'm going to turn this thing over to her. And thanks for tuning in. And I'll tell you what, you're going to take me off the air like you normally do. I just turned over to Sonia, okay?
Okay.
Don't worry about it. My ego's not that big.
All right, pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
I don't. That's okay.
Here you are, Miss Sonia. And there you go. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate you.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Rummy.